11:14 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Cirque du Soleil radio broadcast. Me, Michael.
Me, Cash.
You, Richard.
Me, Cash.
Also known as Cash.
Him, Michael.
We do thank you for joining us. We're going to 11 to 1 today. We are pending a telephone call right now from the Matrix himself.
I don't think that word means what you think it means.
Sean Marion may or may not be joining us. I would say 65% no, the remaining percent yes.
All right. Well, thank you for that breakdown.
I don't do math. I don't even try, and I certainly don't do it live. The remaining percent. But in case he does call, we're going to talk Mavericks for a second here. Oh, you know what? Before we start, hey, Casey, do you have that audio I put in the thing?
Yeah.
See if you can play that. I have bad news for you, Cash. If your inspirado is low today.
For me?
Yeah, listen.
All right.
Give a little listen here.
Here we go.
And it's playing now.
Come on!
On the ticket.
Do you have it in audition or in program?
Good call.
Is the red button on?
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
We have the red button on.
Geez. Why didn't we turn the show over to him? What did you do?
You know what? I told him not to do this.
We had a nice, exciting voicemail from Vida.
You could have just dropped it into Inco and had Dave play it.
Well,
no,
that's what I was relying on.
Oh, I had 1% faith in the ticker operator who does this every damn weekend.
Hey, Matrix just
that's
tweeted.
My problem.
You know what? Talk about the Mavs for 2 minutes. I'll drop it into Inco.
And then we don't want it then. Dallas Mavericks are playing fabulous basketball. Got to be among the greatest they've played in the history of their franchise, Cash. They're coming off a victory on Friday night. They beat Indiana 116-108, led by Zamighty Dirk Nowitzki with 29 points. And that makes, what, 18 in the win column out of their last 19. Is that right?
19 out of their last 21.
Really?
19 out of 21. I mean, it's to the point now.
It's stupid levels.
Yeah. I mean, first off, just break that down. 82-game season.
It,
basically, they just went through a quarter of a season in this stretch of winning 19 to 21. They've gone through a quarter of an NBA season with just two losses.
So it's 19 of 20. And the one loss was 121-120 on February 10th at Denver, and that was to an absolute last-second buzzer beater by a Flalo, I think it was.
And
on a night where Carmelo had 42 points and he's not even on their team anymore. So, I mean, you are a millisecond away from having, what, a 20-game winning streak.
Dirk had 29, Jet Terry had 21, and the team in general shot over 50%, 52%.
All right, you guys want me to derail the show to play this?
Yep.
All right, here we go. On the ticket.
It's your mom. Just want you to know that Gordon and I will not be listening to the show today because we have a cerebral palsy fundraiser to go to that we are working. So I really feel bad, but it's going to be a chocolate one, so I'm going to have a chocolate for you. And in case you need to change your script for today's show. I love you and hope it's great, and we know it will be great. Okay. Love you. Bye.
What the hell does that mean?
It's going to be a chocolate one.
It's going to be a chocolate one.
Like a chocolate-themed cerebral palsy fundraiser?
So have a chocolate, she said?
I don't know.
And then we change the script because...
Right. Or maybe because she's not listening, we can change the script and use the racy stuff.
Could pull out that shocking segment I've been wanting to pull out.
The timing of that would have been better at the top of the segment had we not just launched into our Maverick manifesto. But anyway, there's Vida. So Vida's not listening, so...
If she does bring you... cerebral palsy chocolate. You got to let us in on that, right?
Yeah.
I have to know what that tastes like.
I hope it's...
Is it like fondue based? Like you can dip your fruits and stuff into it?
Why would it be that way? Why would you say that? What's your point?
Maybe it's a fondue fundraiser for cerebral palsy.
It does roll off the tongue pretty good. A fondue fundraiser. It's like a chili con carnival.
She's...
But anyway, so Vida's not listening.
Back to the Mavs.
So maybe we should get our mom to give the Mavs a pep talk and just derail their whole freaking season.
You think any of the other shows?
Derail this segment.
You think somebody else's mom calls in before their show on the ticket?
Gordo's mom.
Just says, well, I'm not going to listen today, so.
Maybe Danny's mom, since they've had that recent reunion.
A couple of them.
Yeah.
All right, Maverick basketball.
All right.